Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As I was walking down the street one day, a man came up to me.
As Chicago, bring this back. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one from the new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Jeffrey Zabar, gotwords.com, chiefhomeofficer.com, Jeff Zabar, Jeffrey, is it, what is it, Jeff or Jeffrey, Zabar.com? What is it,
Jeff is. Jeffrey on the birth certificate, Jeff otherwise.
I mean, on the website, knucklehead. Jeff, is it JeffZabar.com?
JeffZabar.com.
There you
me.
Go.
You were, like, being trying to be all formal and whatnot.
I'm trying to work with you.
Or knucklehead work. I should take knucklehead.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, do you see what I have to put up with? Okay, Jeffrey, we got Cybersecurity Month.
Oh, Jim's angry at me. He called me Jeffrey.
It's Cybersecurity Month. We got Ed Marsh coming up with American Express later on in the hour to talk to us about Cybersecurity Awareness Month. And I've been reminding my audience now for really several years that the bad guys are not going up. They're not looking for Disney and Experian. They're going after those guys, but they're also coming down market. They're looking for you and me more than we've ever known before, and they're finding opportunity there. We have to prevent that. What do you think?
Well, absolutely. I mean, there was a time when we didn't need antivirus on our desktops and laptops, in the small business or in the home office. Those days have long since passed. And whether it's antivirus, it's a multi-layered approach to cybersecurity. It's not just a set it and forget it. Okay, I have AVG or I have McAfee or I have Norton antivirus. I'm set and I'm good to go. It's multi-layered. It's both act and habit. So it's installing your antivirus and making sure it's updated. And when it tells you it needs to reboot your computer to finish a fresh install, that you let it reboot. You don't say, I'm going to do it next week. I'm busy now. Or you set it automatic and you let it sort of update and refresh and restart.
Buy multi-year contracts with your security. Don't just buy a 1 year. Find a good company and do three.
I buy like three. I buy whatever they let me at the most.
Do three.
Because
that year comes up real quick.
Yeah, and the only thing you may change is the vendor that you use. You may find a product you like more, but God help you if you say, "Oh, I don't need antivirus anymore." So you're going to be running antivirus.
One of the top three or four that are good, they're going to stay up.
Right.
They're going to stay good. There's not really that much difference between the top four or five, they're going to keep up with it. And some of them are cheaper than others, but also want the one who says, I'm going to renew you. If you don't tell me not to renew you, I'm going to renew you because I'm not going to leave you unprotected.
Right. You put a credit card out there.
The
chances are your credit card will go bad before they forget to auto renew and before your need subsides.
The main thing between the big guys, Jeffrey, is do they protect you and not be clunky in your system where it slows you down too much?
Right.
Speed is important.
They
as well
be,
as protection.
It should be. It's got to be in the background. It's sort of invisible. You just know it's working. It's protecting against all the major threats, whether it's Trojan, whether it's downloads, whether it's phishing or spam attacks, whatever. But I got to tell you, that leads into another thing. And I'm doing an article for somebody right now looking at how small business needs to protect itself. And one of the topics they're talking about is, you need to have antivirus uploaded or installed, downloaded and installed. You need to be prepared for all that and let it run its course. But you need to be smart. You need to not click on links when they come into your by email, and they might be. It might not be a suspicious email.
And they look good. They're amazing how good they look. I mean, these guys are good. Some of them are not. Some of them are stupid. But a lot of them. I'm telling you, Jeffrey. Nobody, not anybody on the planet, has covered this topic more than me, and I've seen some of them that I almost clicked on.
Yep, absolutely. And it'll be your bank. It could be, Bank of America. It could be Wells Fargo. It could be whatever. And, that's my bank. And all of a sudden, it's happened to me. All of a sudden, it clicks a tone of familiarity. I got to explore this, you know, and then, wait a second. If you have any question, you mouse over the email address. Don't click on it. You mouse over the email address, and it should look legit. Even if it doesn't look legit, often they won't reach out to you that way. You know, maybe
even if the name of the company on the brand on the email is in the email, if it's not the domain name, if it's right. American Express at XYZ from Romania.com, then that's not good.
Right. And you have to know to look. Again, simply mousing over will usually reveal the email address. Mousing over any links will reveal what the link is actually going to open up.
Here's the other thing. Go to the website. If you think it might be legitimate, go to the website. Don't click on that link, but go to the website and see whatever's there. And I mean, but
you know, you're not going to miss anything. Usually,
wrap it up.
And your banks usually will send you notifications, and those notifications will be on your login, you know, in a folder waiting for you. If there's something to email you, they'll usually have it there.
That's right.
So you can log in to see it. Just don't click on the link on the email that says log in here.
Besides your own security, you got customers you got to protect, including big customers. Because, Jeffrey, what they're doing, they're coming down market to get into the little companies who have connections to big companies, who connect up to big companies. That's how they infect the big companies now, through the little guys, through us.
Right, exactly.
Hey, Jeffrey, I need your websites again, please.
We spoke of networking before. That's another way. JeffZabar.com and GotWord.
What about the roadshow thing?
RoadTripMojo.com. Check it out. Let's hit the highway together.
Hey, Jeffrey, good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen. He's the best. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.